This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Music to my ears. It's a beautiful song, Harry Douglas. And see, that's why I know you're torn. Because part of you knows that you've got some family. You got blood in the ground in New York. I mean, if Tony's here, Tony's not going like all this Hawks crap. You know Tony's all about the orange and blue.
He is. He broke my heart because last year when we went to a playoff game and he was at my house, I had him on local radio, and I'm asking him who was he picking for the game the year before last, I think that was.
Right.
And he was like, the Knicks. And I was like, do you really want to get put out of my house because you're staying with me? Because I will put you out at any moment. But no, it was all seriousness. It was fun, man. I really didn't think he was going to say the Knicks, though. I thought he was going to stay with the home team. But when a team drafted you in the first round back in 2009.
Once a Knick, always a Knick, baby.
Yeah, that's
how it is. For those listening, of course, it's Harry Douglas with us here on Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, with Harry Douglas. And Harry's brother, Tony Douglas, was a first-round pick of the New York Knicks. What was it, 2009?
Nine. Yeah. Yep.
And played for the Knicks four to five years at least, right?
I think
at least
three or four.
Three to four. Okay.
Yep.
But was with the Knicks. Actually, was even on a playoff team. I know that's hard to believe, but he was.
And the Celtics.
And so right. And so for Tony Douglas, there is some blood in the ground. But Harry and I always have this back and forth when it comes to the Knicks and the Atlanta Hawks, because you are of course a guy from Atlanta. You love your Hawks. And everybody's worried about what could be a small backcourt with Jalen Brunson and potentially Donovan Mitchell. Both guys about 6'1". And you have Trey, how long, let's see, Trey, what is Trey, like 5'8"?
he is pushing 6 feet. I don't think he's
pushing
6 foot.
Yeah, he's pushing, pushing it up a hill.
Yeah, but he might have some little risers in his shoes.
And then Deontay Murray was just traded for, and I mean, he's listed at 6'4", but I say listed to be generous, because I don't think he's any damn 6'4".
I mean, when you have guys like that are playmakers, man, I don't think it matters. You're figuring
today's
it out.
NBA, that's how I dribble penetration, all that stuff.
Space the floor, too.
Yeah, that's it. So anyways, that's the NBA conversation. We have your calls on. We certainly will get back to it. But it is Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And the NFL, today is cut down day. Is this a nervous day for a lot of players, for some players? Because even though you might be a vet, you could end up being moved because there's a young guy that they like. Right? Is this a nervous day in the NFL?
It is, man. And it's a day that you don't really want to see for a lot of guys because they're nervous, but then they get that call. We call it the Grim Reaper. especially if you're at the facility and the Grim Reaper, he's walking by your locker, so your leg's shaking like, dang, is he coming to get me? Oh, yeah. That's the feeling when he comes to the locker room. Am I next? Is he going to get me to go talk to the GM and head coach? Mm-hmm. So you really don't want that feeling. But here's the worst feeling, though, Hahn. When you think you have made the 53-man roster and you're practicing that week for the first game, and then on Thursday of that week, and you done told your family and everybody, hey, you know what? I made the roster. I'm on it. You're excited.
Buying gear. Everybody's all the but family's then, buying gear.
Yeah, right? But all of a sudden, a team that may have the same offense as you cuts a player. Then that player probably played for that coach, and now that coach wants that player and go get some, and now you're cut and you're on the practice squad. That's, or if you're even on the practice squad, that those are the type of things that like bother people a lot, especially guys that are waiting for this day to be over, or really they're trying to get to the first game, actually.
Right, yeah, exactly. And then things can even happen after the first week, as you know, because that's another opportunity to circumvent the cap. So it is cut down day to get down to the 53-man roster. We keep an eye on all the things that are happening around the NFL. But meanwhile, there are headlines and stories to get to, and there are things, situations in the NFL to get to as well. And let's do that by playing a little game that we call on this show, Blitz or Prevent. Now, you know how it works, Harry, right? Like, if you are for something, if you agree with the statement, you blitz it.
Yeah.
All right? Now, this is Bart, who's the linebacker, so that's why we go with this whole defense attitude. Or if you disagree, don't like it, want to push it away, we prevent. So here's what we'll do. We begin with this one. All right, Harry Douglas, blitzer, prevent. We asked this to Mike Tannenbaum earlier in the show. I'm going to ask you, does Jimmy Garoppolo finish the season with the 49ers?
Woo! Coming in hot. I do not. I think Jimmy Garoppolo.
I said Jimmy G will finish the season with the 49ers. Blitz or prevent?
Explain it to me one more time. God dog it.
Blitz means you agree.
Okay, prevent, blitz. Blitz, blitz. No, no, no. Prevent. Damn. I'm botching this whole doggone thing.
We are like, this is a mess right now. Can we
prevent?
Shoot him in the gas face.
Like to throw a flag on this play.
Stosh is throwing a flag on you now.
Formation or
this
something.
Is delay of game. Yeah. This is clearly delay of game.
It's my understanding that there would be no math.
I panic. I'm not used to panicking. Okay. I do believe when an opportunity opens up and Jimmy G think it's an opportunity for him to be able to be somewhere and finish the season as a starter, he's going to take that. He's going to go into John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and say, hey, I want to waive my no trade clause. This is where I want to go. And I think they do right by him by shipping him off too.
Right. Okay. All right. So prevent on the idea that he will finish the season.
Not
going to. Okay. Next, the rookie that's going to have the biggest impact this season on his team is Steelers wide receiver George Pickens. Now you love your wide receivers now.
Yeah, I'm going to go prevent, though. Yeah, and I love George Pickens. I thought he was a steal in the draft that the Steelers was able to get him. But for me, that's either going to be Aiden Hutchinson, a guy that I covered a lot in college football last year, his motor. Mm-hmm. You talk about pass rush moves.
Right, Lions' first overall pick, right?
Yeah, I love what I've seen from him in preseason so far. I think it will either be him or cornerback Kyer Elam from the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
You got to remember, Tre'Davious White is coming back. Not many quarterbacks are going to throw his way. So more balls are going to go towards the Rook, who I think is phenomenal in man coverage, long, lanky, and also has ball skills. So either one of those guys, I think, will have a bigger impact.
All right. See, and I feel like in this, what I really need to explain, biggest impact on his team, because you're describing, first of all, Hutchinson, you're right. That could have a huge impact on that defense with Detroit and what they could be. They were in a lot of games last year. So one stop or two stops can make such a difference. And if he's putting that kind of pressure on the quarterback and making that kind of impact as an edge rusher, it could really change things for the Lions. I say Pickens here for this reason. Mitch Trubisky is probably going to win the job, right? He's your quarterback. That defense is good. Like, would you agree that the Steelers' defense is playoff good?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
The run defense was terrible last year, but I think they're going to be better this year because you have players healthy, and then you have a guy like Brian Flores helping out too.
And the biggest question mark for the Steelers then has to be on the offensive side, especially because no Ben Roethlisberger. Although Ben Roethlisberger last year, he was not very good. They were not a good offense last year, but you have Najee Harris. You do
O-line.
Have. Yeah, O-line is
terrible.
A concern.
Terrible.
I get it. Which is why you need playmakers, and George Pickens has shown you that not only can he be a playmaker, he can block too. Like he's done everything.
I love him.
Right. So when I say impact, that's why I feel like impact on his team as a rookie, I think he's going to be very important to them on the offensive side.
Here's the only thing.
All right.
Deontay Johnson is their number one, right? They just gave him an extension. Chase Claypool is going to come back. Not saying that George Pickens is not going to be a factor, because he is. I just think you have those two guys as well, along with Pat Freiermuth at the tight end position, that you're going to be getting the football to. It's not just going to all be like George Pickens. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So if in this, then you're saying it's going to be Aiden Hutchinson. You feel like the number one pick is going to live up to the billing, and he's going to have the biggest impact.
Yes, I do.
Interesting. Can I throw a caveat here?
Yeah, talk to me.
Last year's draft, who's going to have the biggest impact in his second year? Could I say Trevor Lawrence?
No, that's not a bad pick.
Out of all the guys we're talking about from last year's draft, is Trevor Lawrence that crazy to say, because he's actually in a stable? He's in the NFL this year for the first time.
And I want to say Trey Lance. It's just that I can't buy it until I see
it
a few times. Like, not just one game. I need to see it on a consistent basis. Because Trey Lance is set up for success more so than any second-year quarterback in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. Now, I love Doug Peterson being with a guy like Trevor Lawrence. He's played in this league. He's won a Super Bowl. He's had a young quarterback. They added some pieces around him. So Trevor Lawrence is going to be set up for success as well.
Yes.
It's just that when you look at a guy like Trey Lance and everything that he has around him, he has a dynamic playmaker in Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, top two tight end, the best offensive tackle in the game, and Trent Williams.
It is ridiculous to think.
Yeah, you have a lot.
All the parts that they have there, and the quarterback is incredibly inexperienced, and they're really banking on him. And that's what makes keeping Jimmy G so interesting, as we talked about certainly earlier in the show, is the idea that they keep him around just in case. Like Mike Tannenbaum said to us, well, what if a couple of weeks in, you're like, you know what, he's not ready. And the vets come in and go, can we just like get to winning right now? Because we're not on the same path, right? Yep. The team is here and he's not here yet. So can you afford early in the season to go through some of the learning, the growing pains with Trey Lance?
And you can and the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then hope that he catches up to the level that the rest of the team is at. That's something to certainly keep an eye on. All right, we continue. Blitzer Prevent just coming up here in a moment, including one young quarterback. Has he been exposed or will he be exposed? More Blitzer Prevent after Harry tells you about LinkedIn Jobs.
As you gear up for fall and you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders, LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to the LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right person to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you quickly prioritize who do you like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your free job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Man, you want to take you want to take a 20 for a second here? You want to get a T.O.? You want to? I'll get you
Where's
some water.
Water?
We'll send that Reed, man.
Water.
That Reed was like you just ran a go route. It didn't work out. You got to go. Yeah, I got to get to the sideline here. I got to
come
my
back.
Breath
get
a
another play. You're in. You're still in. I'm cramping.
No.
Get someone for me. I'm cramping.
Spartan Han, Harry Douglas in with us today. ESPN Radio. Blitzer Prevent is the game we're playing, and we continue it with this statement here. Blitzer Prevent. Mac Jones this season will be exposed.
Blitz.
Ooh.
I'm blitzing that. Okay. And I think a lot of it is going to be due to the offensive line. Like, look, in preseason, I've watched all three of their games. The offensive line hasn't played up to their standards. You have guys in the last preseason game against the Raiders missing free blitzers off the slot. The tackle didn't even see it. You have the center getting bull rushed. Now the quarterback has to move. And then they're down in the red zone, and you have a tackle getting beat one-on-one for a sack when you're trying to score points. So, and then you see Mac Jones at times miss throws. Then you see him make the throws, and the receivers drop the football. I haven't seen a Patriots offense look like this in a very, very long time. And I don't see it getting any better overnight. I think it's going to take some time throughout the season. But once again, we're talking about a guy like Josh McDaniels not being there anymore. Yep. And he's now the head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. So who's going to call the plays? Matt Patricia. My thing is, when you look at the Patriots and Matt Patricia being a first-year play caller, when you need to get in the rhythm, you need to get in sync, you're down and you need to have a drive, string plays together, can Matt Patricia do that? Or your offense is struggling. Or you can't block up guys. When do you know when to go tempo and up things up so the pass rush is negated? Or they have a different playmakers. I don't say a number one playmaker, but who do you need to get the football to in certain cases of a game? These are all the type of things that a play caller is going to have to know, and a guy that's going to be doing it for the first time, I don't have confidence in it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And Mac Jones also, just looking at it from his perspective in his second year, he had – would you call it a surprisingly successful first year? Would you call it mildly surprising? I don't think we were expecting.
We were.
He wins the job. We were expecting that. We kind of had a feeling. But he played well. He didn't play great, but he played well. He had moments, mm-hmm. but they were a good team around him. And he makes the playoffs. And this feels like they are not. He is not set up around him to continue that success. The league gets to know you. The league finds all the faults, all the issues, all the concerns. And so with a bad offensive line, with him also coming off a year where now you are, you got our attention now. Mm-hmm. So you're scouting him more. You're doing more. That's where the concern is about him being exposed. And the Patriots overall, Bart Scott has said many times, well before training camp started, that he feels like this is going to be a step back year for the Patriots and Bill Belichick, to a point where it's very comparable in the NBA to Greg Popovich, where all of a sudden, I mean, Pop's still coaching. He's still a legend. He's still brilliant. But he can barely coach his team to the play-in now. You know what I mean? Because it's always about talent and how much you have of it, and then how can you coach that talent? And for the Patriots, you wonder if they have enough of it. So we certainly will keep that.
I don't have them making the playoffs this year. The AFC is just so tough, and I don't think they're the second best team in their division. We got to remember last year the Miami Dolphins beat them twice last year.
Yes, they did.
And if it wasn't for a windstorm in Buffalo and them winning that game from running the football because the Bills couldn't.
Yep.
They would have lost that game. That would have meant they would have tied with the Dolphins, and the Dolphins own the tiebreaker, and they would have went to the playoffs.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And it really, all the little things that can happen during a season. All right, Blitzer Prevent continues with Harry Douglas. The Packers believe Jordan Love is ready to win a game if he has to fill in for Aaron Rodgers. Blitzer Prevent.
I'm going to blitz that one because I like what I've seen from Jordan Love in the preseason. A lot of people, his first game, oh my God, he threw three in
it. It was bad, yeah.
But he wasn't. Two of those were because of the wide receivers. The balls hit him. The balls for interceptions. The third one, you had a bad route, bad decision by him. But you've seen the drops and the missed route combinations this whole preseason by the wide receivers and tight ends. But I actually like what I've seen from Jordan Love in this preseason. His body language is even different from when it was a year ago when I watched him start a game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
And Devontae
Adams was walking around like, can Aaron Rodgers please come back? He's a lot more confident this year going into the season.
And I'll tell you what, I felt like Aaron Rodgers, remember when he called out the wide receivers and everybody went crazy, like, oh, what is he doing? Like, he called out the young wide receivers publicly. I felt like he wasn't doing that as much to call out the young guys as he was to protect Jordan Love after that first, that really bad three interception first game. Like that I feel like that was more of a, you know, covering for the quarterback than it was calling out the wide receiver. But that's just my opinion. All right, Blitzer Prevent, we continue with this one. Harry, Blitzer Prevent.
Uh-oh.
Tom Brady will finish the season. I don't even have to say with the Bucs. Tom Brady will finish this season. After we just saw him yesterday, and he looked.
He will.
I have never seen him with that look in his eye, with this sort of distracted kind of emotion. Like, there's something going on there. It does not feel like a football thing. He was away for 11 days. There's a lot of concern from a lot of people. Dan Graziano even said the same thing. You just can't glaze over this. Go, it's Tom Brady. Everything's going to be fine. There's something going on there. So, again, the statement is Tom Brady will finish the year.
Well, I'm going to blitz it, but now we also got to say, we got to put it in context now. It's something family-wise serious goes on. Like, I don't expect him to finish the year that because family is most important more so than the game of football, right?
Okay.
I mean, this is a game. Family's for life.
Of course.
I will say this. Yes, I have not seen Tom Brady ever like that in my life, but I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm worried that he's not going to be focused. That's not Tom's MO. When it's time to be focused, he's going to be locked in and ready to go.
Did he look like somebody that suddenly was fully committed? The funny thing is that even before all this, he was waffling when he retired. Then he's waffling when he unretired.
Yep.
And that's a bad place to be. You know this better than anybody. You played in the league. You understand that this is a sport where you can't kind of be half in, half out. You can't be there and then
he
wonder
committed
if
now.
Three-fifths of your offensive line from your Super Bowl team gone. Right? Wirf's injury as well. That center position is the most important for him, obviously. As everybody knows, up the middle is, for Tom Brady, his greatest weakness. And if you are not strong in the middle of your offensive line to protect him, and you got to get him now moving and running, it's not a great place to be. So seeing him already like that, and then knowing what, and there's no Gronk, like there's a lot going on there that is just a lot different than maybe what he thought he was walking into. And so you just wonder if at some point this season, let's say he gets an injury, it might not even have to be a major one. And he just kind of says, you know what, I think I'm done. So you don't think it's going to happen, because Tom Brady would never quit on a season, right?
Nah.
I understand that. I completely understand that.
That's what I'm saying. That's not how you want to be remembered either. With all the great accolades Tom Brady has had over his career, winning seven Super Bowls, and we know the resume. I don't think you want that to be your MO going out of the door.
Hmm. Okay. I wonder what the people think on this one. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we wrap up Blitzer Prevent, he figured it out as we started. The beginning of the game was a little bit of a disaster. We had a couple of false starts. Right? We had a legal procedure at one point. But once you got into rhythm.
I was like, oh.
I blitzed. No, I prevent. I don't know what I'm doing. But no, once you figured it out.
What the hell are we doing here?
But I've just got, like, again, everybody has seen the Tom Brady video of him talking to the media and him with the sunken in, you know, his cheeks and just looking sullen and talking about, hey, you're 45 years old. Things, you know, happen
you
in your life.
Are you insinuating something with his cheeks?
I don't know
Did
what I'm
something happen with his cheeks? Are you insinuating?
He looks like he lost a ton of weight, maybe, or something. Something went on. Whatever happened is when he left, he was one person. When he came back, he was somebody else. And it just makes you wonder, are you concerned about Tom Brady and what you're going to get out of him in what could be his final year in the NFL? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729.
Let's ask the people. I want to hear from the people.
3776. Yeah, we certainly will do that. We also, I have a question for you as well about speaking of quarterbacks. NFL Top 100 list from yesterday came out, right? So there was the ESPN one by the experts.
Uh-oh.
And there was one done by the players for NFL.com. There are 14 quarterbacks in the top 100 on both lists. It's interesting, right, that it's 14? But some names in the top 10 are different than the other list, and some names overall. Some are missing, some are not. I need to get your opinion on who should be where and maybe who got snubbed. All that and more coming up with you. It's Barton Hahn with Harry Douglas, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
So fresh, so clean. Bart and Hahn, Harry Douglas in with us, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Why, Harry? Because with nationwide 5G and America's best networks, Straight Talk Wireless has no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions, straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. We've got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Going to get to those momentarily. But first, so Harry, the top 100 list, we love lists. Top 100, you have the NFL players, I guess, poll one that NFL.com puts out. And then ESPN has all their panel of experts, and they make a list as well. Found it interesting that of the top 100 players in the league, 14 quarterbacks are on both lists. But there's some different names among those 14. Tom Brady was the number one quarterback for the fourth straight year on the player list. Patrick Mahomes is number one on the ESPN list. in the top 10 of the players, Dak Prescott is 9. It is, let me see. He's not 9. What? That's amazing. He's actually the same. Yeah, 9 on both lists. That blows my mind. But as I'm looking at both lists, I'm seeing a couple of names. Matt Ryan is not on the player list at all, top 100. But he is in the ESPN list, and I know that's something personal for you.
Yep.
Do you feel like top 5 now I'm going here? So players, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. That's what the players say. The ESPN list is Mahomes, Rodgers, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. So clearly the difference there is the Tom Brady part. Everybody else is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Russell, here's the name. It was this name. Russell Wilson on the ESPN list is 5.
Mm-hmm.
On the player list, he's 11 out of the top 10. Which one do you agree with?
I'm going to go with the players just because of the simple fact that they're actually in live game action. And I think the only thing that kept Matt Ryan off that list, I'm going to talk about him first, is the fact that the Falcons haven't had a successful season the last few years that he's been there. So a lot of things that he was doing kind of got ignored. But I was able to play with him for 7 years, and I know the intangibles. And him going to Indy to the Colts,
yep.
You're not going to see the blemishes that you have from Carson Wentz, who didn't technically play bad. He just played bad and terrible when big moments arose, and it made it look that much worse than what it did. And I bring it up. Listen, you talk about the Tennessee Titan game that they could have won, and you throw a pick six backed up in your own end zone, just throwing the ball up, and then you throw another interception in overtime. And then against the Raiders, a game you could have won, you miss a wide open throw, and then we all know what happened last game of the year, Jacksonville. I don't think Matt Ryan is going to make those mistakes. Being a veteran quarterback and understanding the game a little bit better than Carson Wentz.
We've obviously seen quarterback movement this offseason, and you're mentioning one, and obviously in Matt Ryan, another one in Russell Westbrook. And I feel like the Matt Ryan move is so underrated and not being talked about enough.
It is.
Because the Colts have pretty much everything, don't they? Much as you talk about the Eagles and how the Eagles have everything, and you know the 49ers have everything – would you argue that the Colts have a lot of what you need to be a contender? They got the offensive line and the defensive line, right? They've got receivers. They've got a running back that is all world, and all you need is a capable, experienced quarterback, which they just picked up. I don't understand why there's not enough being talked about when it comes to the Colts. And
I'll tell you what,
blows my mind that the players don't recognize him as one of the top 14 quarterbacks in the league. But by the way, the players had Mac Jones at 85 in the top 100 and 13th. Mac Jones, not Matt Ryan.
Well, some of this has to do with the success that the Patriots had last year, but they didn't factor in the fact that Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick had to keep a leash on Mac Jones to not display his deficiencies. A lot of people don't understand that. Because a lot of people, Bill needs to open it up. I was even one of those guys. He needs to open up like Mac Jones. Maybe if he would have opened things up for Mac Jones, they probably would have went downhill for him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll say this. When you look at the Colts team, I think two of the best moves they made defensively was, number one, adding a shutdown, number one, lockdown corner in Stephon Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's going to be a guy that's going to be able to take away one half of the football field in the pass game. That was huge. And then Rodney McLeod. Two guys who actually won Super Bowls and can bring their expertise in those areas to that defense. Now, receiver-wise, I like Pittman, but after Pittman, I'm not high on anybody else. Paris Campbell, he's been hurt. Can he play a full season? Alec Pierce, they drafted him from Cincinnati. I don't know if they're going to be able to count on him. But then I'm worried about the tight end room because you have Mo Alie-Cox, and then they drafted Jelani Woods from Virginia, who I think later down the line at some point is going to be phenomenal, but he just has to understand how to play it at this level because, you know, college, they don't teach you much what you need to be taught. It's, just go out there and play and throw the ball so we can win games. But at the National Football League, it's not like that. You need to learn how to block. You need to learn when you got a non-technique.
Oh, no doubt.
What call you need to get a running back. So, you know what I'm saying? Little ins and outs like that. Yeah, but
not,
I think
obviously, they're not perfect, and they're certainly not at the level of 49ers. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying.
But they have a chance.
Colts are being slept on, right? Especially in that division.
Course.
I mean, they're being slept on. Okay. That's why about that list. That's the one that really caught my eye is the Matt Ryan thing, and then obviously the Russell Wilson thing. The two quarterbacks that have been in the league for a decade and more, and both were on the move this year. And one we celebrate, and Russell Wilson. And the other one we don't even talk about.
Well, here's this guy was about an MVP. Russell Wilson. That I'm hoping that Nathaniel Hackett. I don't think he's going to just let Russ cook. They have two phenomenal running backs, Han, who both went over 1,000 yards last year, Javonte mm-hmm. Williams and Melvin Gordon. You can't right. abort that. You got to let that be one of your strengths, and then let the run game and the pass game set up one another. I mm-hmm. think that's the biggest thing for Russell Wilson. But Russ is he's not going to be able to hold that football like he did in Seattle. Some of those sacks that he's been the most sacked quarterback, I think, the last 4 or 5 years in the National Football League.
And the
but
reason
some
is?
Of those sacks, some of those sacks are on him.
Yeah,
because the O-line had good pass grades on some of them, but he just held the football too long.
Right. And when you look at the difference, too, between the two, look at the division the Colts are in. Look at the division that the Broncos are in. And who's going to have a harder time just playing division games? I mean, that's
brutal.
That's certainly the other part of it. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Let's go to Brooklyn. We talked to Rock. What's happening, Rock? Rock. Oh, damn.
Is he dropping rocks all over the place?
See, rocks just sound like he just fell down the damn stairs. I hope he's okay. Call back if you can.
Try to get
Mike's in California.
Shine.
What's up, Mike?
Hello?
What's happening, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, not much. I'm a longtime Niner fan, and I'm ecstatic about what happened with Garoppolo. I think it's great for the Niners. I know Trey may be the future, but that's the thing. He may be the future. He hasn't shown me, that he can last a season. He hasn't shown me he can really run the team that well so far. I'm just ecstatic. So I'm real pleased.
So you're happy with the idea that they have the insurance. That's the part of it, I think, Harry, that some fans might be looking at Garoppolo as. Is this the insurance factor of if Lance struggles a little bit? What did you see in Trey Lance in the preseason that would give you reason to believe that he's their guy and he's going to stay their guy for the whole season?
I love his athleticism, but the strong arm ability. And when he starts playing, this is what I don't want Kyle Shanahan to do, because he did show last year and the last few years that he's done it with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, if there's a play that's almost intercepted, you know what? Let us tailor back a lot more. Let us run the football.
Right.
Don't let him loose. But Trey Lance has a big arm, but I don't want him to throw interception and Kyle Shanahan say, you know what? We're going to run this football, because I think it kind of takes away from his arm strength, like a guy that can get the ball down the field to fast people and people that are dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's going to be a work in progress. That's what you usually get with a young quarterback, but they're not setting him up to fail with all the weapons, all the talent, the line, everything Correct. That's around him. If he just keeps it simple. I know that sounds so trite, doesn't it? Oh, just keep it simple. But that's literally all he has to do. In fact, that's pretty much what Garoppolo did for the last couple of years. All right, we have more of your calls coming up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot to get to. It is Bart and Han. Harry Douglas in with us today, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. The last we left him, Rock in Brooklyn was on hold. We went to him. We heard this terrible sound that, Harry, you and I both thought he fell down some stairs, right? Like, this sounded like it was something serious. So we were like, all right, we don't want to hear anybody just start going like, I didn't want to hear any crying or any of that stuff.
Someone
really
please call 911.
Yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Get up.
We didn't get any of that. No life alert. But he did call back. So, Rock, first and foremost, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay, fellas. Good. Y'all got jokes. I appreciate you, but no, I didn't fall and couldn't get up.
Oh, good. I was worried.
Well, what it was, I was feeding my kids. I got two little kids at home, 5 and 2. And I was feeding the snakes, and they were getting excited. My phone was sitting next to them. So they were juggling, jumping and moving all the toys while they were watching the snakes eat. So, no, I didn't fall down. But thank you anyway, fellas. I appreciate you.
So we got you. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, first, I believe that the rookie that's going to have the biggest impact, and you guys may not agree, but I'm telling you, as an old football head, it's going to be that tight end kid in Baltimore, likely.
Ooh.
If they run two offense sets with Andrews and likely that kid has skill set, speed, size, and hands, I watched him in preseason, he's going to shock a lot of people. Remember was who said it? Kid Likely, the tight end in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, would y'all please stop trying to get Donovan Mitchell on the Knicks? Leave that dude where he at. We don't need him. We don't need to mortgage our future. We need to let these young kids grow together, put a piece here and there that to fill in, and let these boys grow and learn how to win together like we used to. Leave Donovan Mitchell, excuse my French, the hell where he at. He take 40 shots to make 25 points and then make him a superstar. Come on, stop beating me in the head with a brick.
Rock, we appreciate the call. I'm going to keep an eye on Isaiah Likely now in Baltimore, but I got to be honest with you.
Great pick, by the way. Great pick.
Well,
the young
you like
man
him?
Can play. He can play at a very, very high level. The feel for the game, pick. Understanding mm-hmm. zones. He's athletic. He's a route runner, and in that offense, he can be phenomenal.
All right. Well, he called it, but Rock doesn't want Donovan Mitchell, and I think he did fall down on his head.
Bart and Han.
Hell yeah, Bart and Han. Harry Douglas in with us. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Now we have a no-frills ad. And, Harry, it's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You ready for it?
Talk to me.
Okay. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it.
Ooh.
This is a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you can save it. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
You know what I say to that?
What's that?
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, HD's in the house. Yeah. Yeah.
We continue with the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We just had a caller say that he didn't want Donovan Mitchell. Bobby Marks is going to join us, our NBA front office insider, in the 2 o'clock hour. He's going to break down now after R.J. Barrett has now been signed to an extension by the Knicks, or will be. They didn't officially announce it yet. He's off the table, so let's talk to Bobby Marks a little bit in the next hour. Just, okay, so now what? Between the Knicks and the Jazz. If, as Woj said, they were closing the gap to make a deal happen, what's it going to take to get it done? So we'll talk with Bobby Marks on that in a few. But we've got your calls. People want to talk about this stuff. And Merv in Jersey has been waiting a while to do so. Hey, Merv.
Okay.
Hey, Merv, are you there? Is that, see, that's either he's driving or he's snoring. Merv, we got you. You good?
Yeah, man, I'm good. Been on hold for a minute.
Okay.
I think, like you guys been saying, I agree with a lot of stuff you've been saying this whole time I've been on hold. Get rid of our pick. What have we done with them? Seriously, even when we get a chance to get a top pick, Zion and Ja, we got RJ, he's good, but, you know, we just, this franchise just doesn't ever get what they should. So let's go get him.
See, Merv, like that's what's something that a lot of fans believe, and that's from, of course, Merv is from Bart Hunt Nation, just hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And it's funny because he says that because that is that frustration, right? Never win the damn lottery anyway. Can't, you know, the picks that we make, it's like you never get. And then also, by the way, some of these picks, like if the Knicks are good or at least decent, they're going to be late, you know, late teens, 20s. But then yet we get a tweet, though, Harry. And like so, it's the frustration that goes back and forth. And the tweet is from Christopher, who said He says you're killing me with this nonsense about the history of bad draft picks. Under Leon, they've drafted well, and it can't be overlooked. It's not Phil Jackson or Steve Mills, so stop with this garbage. I mean,
the history is the history, though.
Yeah, you know, like you're telling me, I can get a guy who's like 20. What is he? 25, 26. Whatever. He's in his prime. And he's a three-time All-Star.
And we know
so
he wants to be
there? Who's young and already an All-Star, or I'm going to hope the lottery system, which has not gone in your favor since Patrick Ewing in 1985, that this suddenly, miraculously, one of these picks is going to hit, and you're going to get the next Giannis or the next Kawhi.
Oh, hon, you didn't set me up. Because, see, I watch Kings of Comedy. We don't live by the hope theory. We wish up. Would. We wish. We don't hope about anything. But hold on. What was the last caller's name again? Was it Murph?
We just took? Who's Murph? Yeah, Murph.
Murph. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Murph's relationship status is, because clearly he doesn't have patience. That's why I was laughing so hard while you were talking.
Patience? Murph was, the guy was on hold for an hour.
Listen, I know, but it Murph kept bringing it up. Yeah, because you know I was on hold for a long time. Murph, that's how it works, man. Sometimes it takes time for us to get to you, but we're going to get to you, baby.
You know
we're
going
to get to you.
You know who else has been waiting?
Who?
Colm in the Bronx has been waiting a long time as well. Colm, sorry about that. What's up, man?
What's going on, Harry? Hollywood Han, what's up?
What's good?
What's up?
All right. So really quick with the RJ Barrett deal, I think it's phenomenal. You got to sign your good young players. I think his ceiling is at the level of Donovan Mitchell. I think he could be a 25-5-5 guy, and he's going to play better defense. But the whole conversation about the Donovan Mitchell trade, you got to go after Donovan Mitchell. I put the analogy out. The Knicks right now, as it stands, they got $150 in a trade value that they can give. The Jazz are asking for all $150. Anybody else around the league only got $80 to spend, and the Knicks are saying, no, we're not giving you $150. We want to give you $100, $110. But yeah. At this point, the trades and the picks, we're not going to need those picks. They're not going to be. They're going to be in the high teens, the low 20s. If you're grabbing Donovan Mitchell,
right? But Colm, here's the most important part of that. What you're saying, and you're right, is if you have 11 picks to trade that you can trade, and you're willing to give up five of them, that still leaves you six, right? So it doesn't completely eliminate all your picks. Like the cupboard suddenly isn't bare if you give up five draft picks. But don't ask me for five draft picks and three of my young players off the bench. That's when you're asking too much. I don't have to give you all that. I'm not going to give you all that. So let's get back to the table and figure it out.
Bart and Han.